On April 25th, 2003, the world was watching a strange virus circulate the globe.
This week saw the galloping rise of SARS, severe acute respiratory syndrome.
That's Gwen Ifill on PBS describing the first time a new coronavirus emerged in China in the 21st century. Thousands of people were sick.
And as new cases emerge, quarantines expand, and the disease spreads to North America, the consequences are multiplying.
Dr. Jan Patterson is a professor of medicine in the Division of Infectious Diseases at UT Health San Antonio. She's an expert on how to prepare for infectious disease outbreaks. She was among those who prepared San Antonio for the possibility of a deadly epidemic that never came. But Canada saw two waves of the SARS virus. Patterson says the second wave started in a hospital.
And what had happened is that visitors who were sick would come and visit people in the hospital and transmit it to people in the hospital. And also some healthcare workers, it was transmitted to and from healthcare workers.
Toronto needed help, and Patterson volunteered to work at the hospital where the second wave started.
Everybody wore a mask all day long. And when you went in to take care of a patient, you wore more gear. And in fact, the healthcare workers were on what is called work-home quarantine. So they only go to work and then they come home. They weren't supposed to go to the grocery store, to church, or social events, or anything like that.
Or to other hospitals, no matter the circumstances, even a dying family member.
I remember one of the nurses told her father goodbye on the phone because she had worked in a SARS-affected hospital. She couldn't go to the hospital where he was, you know, to visit him. So it was a very somber time.
It's a hard way to learn lessons, but Patterson says they learned many as they subdued that coronavirus.
We implemented what at the time was new for us in waiting areas. We would give people a mask.
Do they give you a mask to wear while you wait to see your doctor during flu season? That's why.
We made hand sanitizer readily available in waiting areas by the elevators and also by the door of the patient's room. And it wasn't always that way.
Patterson says it's impossible to predict how this latest outbreak will play out. But she says the most important lessons she learned in Toronto in 2003 will apply no matter what. And they don't have anything to do with masks or quarantines.
All of us are susceptible to these kinds of things happening. They can happen anywhere. We have to be prepared for them. We have to be, or should be, willing to help each other out as a global community and take care when we can and help each other as much as we can.
In 2003, worldwide, more than 8,000 got sick during the SARS outbreak. 10% of them died. I'm Bonnie Petrie in San Antonio.